This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Even with some of these instrumental tunes, like the things produced by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you can tell, and that's the whole idea, with all these Christmas tunes that are so recognizable, whether they be spiritual, sacred, secular Christmas tunes. Oh, come, let us adore him. Right, you got the lyric line. That's what we are used to and what we like, mm-hmm. I think. About Christmas, much as anything else. So, come all ye faithful. Yeah. I kind of like hearing those every once in a while. Yep.
Christmas. I cannot hear a TSO song without also envisioning the light show that they have at their concerts.
Yes.
It is. Right. I highly recommend, if they are coming to your city, please go. You will not regret it. They do not disappoint. TSOtickets.com is where you can find more information.
So, we have been very dutifully giving away dozens of these CDs and LPs, so we're done with that the form of a final conversation with a gentleman who lives in Evansville, Illinois. Here's the conversation that we just had a few minutes ago with Lawrence Tevis. On with us now is Lawrence Tevis. Hello, Lawrence. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Yes, I'm in pretty good shape for the shape I'm in. Where are you in the country, Lawrence?
Evansville, Indiana.
Evansville. Have you heard me tell my story about the times when I used to go out to visit my grandparents in Illinois, going through Evansville?
I haven't heard that one.
I won't tell it to you now. Tell me what you do in Evansville.
I'm a mechanic.
What do you work on?
I work on trucks, cars, airplanes.
Well, do you have your own business or do you work for somebody else?
No, I just part-time, play around with it anymore, yes.
Have you had the discussion with anybody about the right to repair, that issue, which has affected not just farms, but people who are running garages, either part-time, full-time, you know, the issue where the companies don't... I didn't hear what you said.
No.
It's an issue, no question about it. So, the fact that you're in Evansville, does that mean that you're a native, or did you move there from somewhere else? What's your life been like?
I've been here since the early 60s. I originally from Colorado.
Really, most people move from Evansville to Colorado, not the other way around. What brought you to Evansville? Did you? Some woman brought you to Evansville, I'll bet, right?
Well, actually, my family was transferred here through my dad's job, so he came out here to pump oil,
Well, listen, there are worse things that could have happened, for sure. It's a nice town, nice community. And I hope that you were we're going to give you one of these. Did you decide whether you wanted a CD or an LP of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
I should have the LP.
Good. All right. So hold on just a second. James will talk to you a little bit more. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, you and your family. Thank you for being a good listener, a loyal listener. And hopefully you'll enjoy this Trans-Siberian Orchestra LP.
All right. Thank you.
All right, 11 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We had that conversation with him. So we've given away all of the songs, all the albums, all the CDs, and so we will have a drawing later on for your chance at winning that Audio-Technica fully automatic turntable that uses, it's either wired or wireless, whichever way you want to use it. Either way, it's a pretty cool prize, and maybe something you'll keep for yourself or maybe something that you'll give away. The season that we're in, focusing on good things, but there are these continuing stories that you hear about people doing things that are almost like, who are these people? And there was a group meeting in Boston. Actually, I'm looking at one of the Boston papers. They call them here. They're deaf. It's a deaf group. Okay. Hearing impaired. Yeah. But they're deaf. It's a deaf group. They've been meeting there. Most bigger communities have these organizations that help to cater and work with people who have various disabilities. So anyway, this guy comes in with a gun. The deaf people were collecting things to give to their own, to share for Christmas, and this thug comes in with a gun, and he raids the place and cleans out all of the things that were in there. Now, these things happen, but I guess I was more outraged because it was a group of deaf people, and a thug is a thug, right? A crook is a crook. Somebody who he was arrested anyway. They found this kid. He was 19 years old. But just who thinks like that, Jay? Who thinks that...
And did he know who he was targeting? Would this constitute as a hate crime?
Well, he did it because they couldn't hear him when he came in. That was the whole thing behind it. He said, okay, I'm going to go rob them because they won't be able to hear me. Ay. All right, so anyway, he was caught. That's good. Flu activity has increased around the country. Most of you have noted this. I can't tell you how many people I know who have been sick for sometimes a couple of days, 3-4 days. I had it myself. It's not COVID. It's not RSV. It's
a cold.
New strain of the flu. Yeah, it's kind of like a cold.
It's the flu. I feel like we all forgot that the cold, like colds and flus, exist for a little bit. Our first thought typically is like, is it COVID? I should take a COVID test really quickly.
Yeah, well, when I got it, I did test myself for COVID because I want to make sure it wasn't COVID, and it wasn't, but something that it's so strong. From a lot of the people that I know have had it 4 or 5 days or maybe longer. Somebody I knew last week got it and still has it. So you build up your immune system by taking lots of vitamin C, having lots of good food, lots of good fruit, lots of a good soup, that sort of thing, and make sure you get plenty of sleep. That's as much as anything else. That is the way to counter this, by having plenty of rest, have your body in good shape. All right, let's move to the outrage of the day. Texas Supreme Court has ruled against this woman who sought an abortion. She says, listen, I've had enough with Texas. I'm going to go somewhere else. The Texas Supreme Court... this is something, again, this is so wrong in so many different ways. this lady is already a mother of two, and she's 20 weeks pregnant with her third baby. She found out just after Thanksgiving, that her fetus has a fatal disease and will die either in her womb or upon being born. So she wanted to terminate the pregnancy to protect her health and her future ability to have children. And so they wanted to get a court order to block the abortion ban from applying to her, as well it should.
Mm-hmm. And this is a medical situation. This isn't somebody using abortion as a form of birth control. This is a person who got pregnant, was thrilled with the pregnancy, wants the baby, and had an earth-shattering realization to find out that her baby would not survive.
It's
and now
disgusting.
She basically is being told by the state to wait until it becomes a life or death situation in her sense.
What right do they have
the ability
to predicate
to have children in the future if she does end up waiting? So she's going to cross state lines and go take care of herself.
Good. That's what she should do. What business is it of the states? You know, they say they're protecting the life of an unborn child. In this case, that is so stupid. They aren't. The doctors have all said, all of them, she's been examined any number of times, and they all agree that either she'll die, the baby when it's born will die, or both of them will die. Are you that tone deaf to individual, the credence or lack thereof that these people have for making decisions like this? Mm-hmm. I just, it's beyond the fact. There's no objective thinking here, frankly. So this lady says we can't get an abortion in Texas. Okay, we'll go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But why should she have to? And again, I say this because has Texas had a vote on this? This year was Ohio, but there have been a number of states because really the Supreme Court decision didn't change Roe v. Wade.
It just put the power in
the states. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. And every state that's had a vote on it, I think, what are there, 11, 12, 13 states that have voted on it? Every single one of them have voted to stay with, in essence, the Roe v. Wade decision. That's the way I think it should be, frankly. It has nothing to do with liberalism or conservatism. It has to do with human decency.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, this is also
how,
an example of the different needs for an abortion, where I think a lot of people in the argument of abortion, most people come back to who are against abortion are against it because of people who use it as a form of birth control, or people who suddenly change their mind and want to terminate their pregnancy at a relatively late date. Like 20 weeks pregnant is kind of late. In this situation, though, her baby is going to die no matter what. The question is she going to die? Could she die? Could she be taken from her already, the existing children? Could she lose the ability? This, again, I kept saying this, but this is a woman who wanted this child, who had her entire world shattered, her heart shattered when she found out the fate of her child. Now she's just trying to protect herself, to protect the mother of her children, and protect her future ability to have more children.
It's just, you know, as an older, somebody seasoned and a veteran in the various social wars that have taken place over the last 50, 60 years or so, this is one that's been consistently handled poorly by many, many people participating in the debate. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and the sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you. This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right, social media time here at 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. And a sad note here that is certainly on the top of most social media trending items when it comes to celebrities, the passing of actor Andre Brouwer, who was only 61 years old.
Young.
Man, this guy was a great comedic actor. He was serious. I think he first became, I said off the air to you, Jay, remember seeing him first in Homicide: Life on the Street, but he was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was in movies. He was with Denzel Washington and Matthew Broderick in that movie called Glory. Nobody seems to know why he died, but I'm guessing it was some kind of cancer, because so it gets you. Fast.
Yeah, only thing his representatives have confirmed that it was a recent illness.
Yeah. Yep. I remember Frank Pimbleton, a name you wouldn't forget from Homicide. I think that, isn't that where Munch came from, too? I think Munch came from the same show, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I just, these guys, they were really, there was a group of really good actors that came out of this time in television. I saw one person saying he was a megawatt talent and
really
an incredible human being. Apparently, very nice. That smile, I said to you, Jay, when I was looking at some of the pictures from his career, he's got that big, broad smile. And he had a voice. He was kind of like James Earl Jones. You know, when you heard his voice, you knew it was him. Even if you didn't see a picture of him, you knew it was his voice. So anyway, he went to Stanford. He went to Juilliard. He got in and was popular and was very serious about his work. Thus, he got lots of different roles and stuff. And I just found him to be, he was in The Good Fight, which was the offspring from The Good Wife. Remember that? He was in that. He's been in everything. Look around. He was in the series Men of a Certain Age with Ray Romano. Mm-hmm. Scott Bakula was in that as well. So
he's done so much. The movie Duets, along with Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis. Yeah. That was a great film. Captain Raymond Holt in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, absolutely iconic.
That was a silly show. I liked it, and then I didn't. And then I went back. You know, he was in Thief, that miniseries. He was in a film called The Soldier's Girl. I'm just looking at some of the things on his resume. 10,000 Black Men Named George. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 11 Emmy nominations, 2 wins.
Yeah. I think he was in, I'm trying to remember what he was in with Chris Noth. I don't remember. Well, he was in Tuskegee Airmen. Remember that. Anyway, passing of Andre Brower certainly gets noted today. Here's an item from social media following up on a survey that has been done by several different outlets, the Pew Research Center among them, so it has credibility, studying social media use among teenagers. Apparently, it's as high as ever. What did they expect to find? Wow, it's going, no, it's not going to go down. Unless you figure a way to make it go down, to convince teenagers that it's bad for them. We've certainly had plenty of discussion about that, but it doesn't seem to have much impact on the social media that that the youngsters are using and the tools that they're using to access this social media.
Well, there's an all-around addiction to phones and devices anyway.
Yeah.
And something
yeah.
parents can do is lead by example and curb their own addiction. I see.
Yeah, hello.
It's not just teens. I see so many adults
right.
that are constantly scrolling on their phone.
Yep, they are. Makes bad. It's just bad. Just think about that when you use it. Just think, folks, before you do it. Who's around and what are they going to think? 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Are you dipping into savings to pay the bills? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Many Americans did squirrel away that relief money Uncle Sam sent during the pandemic while we weren't spending on this and that as we quarantined. Still, hitting the piggy bank for day-to-day expenses is scary and fundamentally unsustainable. Notable exception? Your credit card balance. It's double-digit debt, and your bank is paying, what, 1% interest on your savings? Slay that plastic and pay cash for what you need by making smart trade-offs about what you want. Example, Yahoo Sports estimates it costs $253 for a family of four to go to a Major League Baseball game unless they go after an early dinner at home. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so that people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republicans are considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son. Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky stated that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to the safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature. A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza as they work to minimize that they actually have those kinds of results.
Dave Collins, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
You're not gonna believe what I saw. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
The Dolly person at 34 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. You'll all be happy to know that along with Christmas, hooray for Christmas, Mercury goes retrograde.
Yes, yeah, it's going to be a couple of days.
Happens to Tuesday through the end of the year sort of thing. So from December the 12th until December 31st, I think it's the 12th, yeah. So,
I thought it was the 13th, but isn't it one of those things, too, with Mercury retrograde, where it really doesn't matter when it starts or ends because it's 1 week before and 1 week after that you still have some of those residual effects?
Yeah. And then the thing that really is the focus is whether you start new things, new jobs, new contracts, new business, or you clean up. It's better to finish or clean up or make things better under Mercury retrograde than it is to start something new or begin something. Yeah, just a good time. And this is not a good time of year to start something new anyway. We're all so distracted, and rightly so, by working on the good things, the stuff that's, I look around on my daughter and I were talking about this last night, my sources of news and information, and how, you look around, because I'm as interested in figuring out what to do with regard to how do we dispel great information, good information, and as I am the bad stuff. Most programs just focus on the bad stuff. I don't want to do that. I thought it was interesting. Chris Rock, Jay, said that he will not host the Golden Globes. I guess some other top talent has said that as well. They still haven't fixed their problem. Remember, this is the what do they call them? The international reporters. I forget what they're. But it's not just our reporters. This is sort of the internet. The Globes are sponsored by what is the name of that group? I don't know. It's the international, whoever it is. And so they asked they asked Chris Rock, and he said no. There was an issue about how the whole business of whether we have enough diversity or not, enough black actors, and I think.
Oh, were you talking about the Hollywood Foreign
Press? All right. Yeah. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. That's what I was looking for. Yep. Chris Rock, the last time he hosted something, he got smashed in the mouth by Will Smith. And did you see Jada, his wife, said that their marriage came back together after that incident, that they were on their way out, and that whole event that night brought them together.
That they basically were not together, even though they were still married. But they had even said that they will never get divorced. They seem like they just have this type of relationship where they are family, whether they are in a relationship with each other or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what works for them? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever works.
To each their own.
There are a number of books. I don't know whether I just say this. People looking for books to buy that would be helpful. If you're a person who loves the garden, this is sort of for my food, farm, and family department, but I thought I'd give it a little extra heft because these books have been inspiring to some people, so I'm told. Some of my friends who take the farming, there are a couple of folks here who have a market garden, and they have started the business of preparing foods from their own farm. They take it's food to table. Sometimes they just sell the product, and the restaurants are the ones that prepare them. But around here, what's happening is that more and more of the farms are actually preparing and packaging food to compete with the stuff that we talk about every day in food, farm, and family that's contaminated. So we have fresh stuff, fresh things. There's a lady named Renee. What the heck is her last name? Renee. She has a place called Renee's Kitchen. And Renee Flaubert is her name. She prepares every day hundreds and hundreds of meals from things that are grown in her garden and other local farms, and it is absolutely fabulous. It's expensive, but it's fabulous stuff. You know, we were talking earlier, Jay, about I don't eat because I really want to or enjoy it. I eat because I have to. And oftentimes I eat on the run, and I don't really enjoy what I eat. Megan and I went to dinner last night, and we had a really good meal. mostly because we were having fun talking to each other about stuff, but yeah, it was a good meal, and I enjoyed it. We had four different samplers for dessert. It was yum. It was good. And a lot of the stuff they serve at this particular restaurant is local. And so, you know, there are some books around if you're interested. There's a book called American Cuisine, written by Loretta Barrett Oden, that has some interesting farm-to-table stuff. A book called Beyond the Kitchen Table that's very popular this year among people who are looking for books that will help. If you're looking for a gift for somebody that you know who's a good cook, there's a book, Beyond the Kitchen Table. Here's another one, Restoring Eden, which is basically about agribusiness and the secret to really healthy food, growing it. Book called The Lost Supper, which is not is a focus on how we eat now, all the fast food and the restaurants, and everybody goes out for dinner, nobody makes food at home, and so thus the Lost Supper, the lost meal. This book is trying to encourage people to bring in food and come up with the ideas of new flavors. That's the thing. We all want to eat stuff. My friend, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, we had him on. Was he on this program or I had him on The American Family Farmer?
We had him on both.
Program, I think, too. Oh, he did? Oh,
didn't we? I believe so. Yeah, he's been on Good Day couple of times and then recently on American Family Farmer.
Yep. All right. Well, anyway, he'll tell you that people will eat it if it tastes good. If it doesn't taste good, they're not going to eat it. And that's really what we're talking about here, the flavors that you enhance food with, all kinds of good experiences. Here's a book called The Core of an Onion. It's this, and there's an old kitchen cookbook called Praising the Kitchen Ghosts, about people who were in the 1800s great cooks and what they were cooking. And so I thought I'd pass that along, right? Is that helpful information?
Much as anything else, I guess. Who doesn't like a good book? And especially
right. All right. So from the People Department, the president of Penn, Elizabeth McGill, has no doubt you've heard this by now, resigned because of the backlash over what she said at a congressional hearing. She resigned. The school's board of trustees was going to fire her anyway, so she, quote-unquote, voluntarily resigned because of this statement that she made at the congressional hearing. She was asked how she would handle remarks in the university community calling for the genocide of Jews. And her response was, quote, "It's been my privilege to serve as the president of this remarkable institution." So that's the end of that, right? She had said some other things before on the campus. No, she didn't. And that's the trouble with it. A lot of these, there's three or four other university presidents who were testifying that day who basically ignored the issue as much as anything else. And why is that happening on some of our core college campuses? What direction are they going in? And how is it that in this circumstance, she was asked, she called, once the question was asked, one of the members, one of the congressional, I forget who it was, who the congressman was, "What is your testimony today?" Calling for the genocide of Jews is dependent upon the context of how it's called for. Like, hello, it's okay under certain circumstances? Huh?
It seems like people are always watching what they say because they don't want to offend somebody. But if you're worried about offending somebody who is anti-Semitic, then what does that say about you? And it's also one of those things that people are saying, well, if you are acknowledging anti-Semitism, then you're not acknowledging Islamophobia. Those two things do not negate each other. You can acknowledge both, and we should be acknowledging both, that they are both on the rise. Mm-hmm. Anti-Semitism, on the rise. Islamophobia, on the rise. Racism, on the rise. Pure hatred in people's hearts and causing violence towards other people, on the rise.
Not just here in America, either. It's all around the world. And one would wonder, why? What is there about this circumstance or these circumstances that could ever be considered just? Right? How? How? How would you justify this kind of stuff? All right, so here's another name. Governor Hochul of New York. Is that how we pronounce her name? She has gone one step further when it comes to the focus on college campuses, to anti-Semitism. The chairman of the Ivy League school, there's a group of trustees, a group of Ivy League schools, and they have a group of trustees and a group of presidents of colleges and that sort of stuff. So they're now digging around in all of this to try to figure out what to do. Why is that? You just answered the question. Why is there any discussion about this?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? It's not, I mean, there are some people who just go overboard. You know, you're an anti-Semite because you say something, you know, Jews are short, or who knows what you say. I mean, that it becomes ridiculous. But these comments that have come from students on college campuses, just there is a lot of misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. The Palestinians have a right to be upset, as do the Jewish students have a right to be upset, because nobody's got the whole story here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is isn't that what you expect you're going to get when you go to college, send your children to college, get the whole story?
Mm-hmm. Different points of view, and there's this rhetoric that if you are not for something, then you are against it. If you do not acknowledge something, then you are opposing it. And again, we've got to stop putting everything in boxes and being uninformed, ill-informed. You can say two things are true at once. Anti-Semitism, again, is on the rise. Islamophobia is on the rise. Both of those things are true. And Hochul has it. Addressing the colleges need to address not just anti-Semitism, but all of it.
The Harvard presidents and all these, the MIT, they're all women presidents. They're all giving similar responses, and they're not acceptable. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. All right, 48 after here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads. neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Einstein back here on the Good Day program. Jay and Doug entertaining the thoughts and the working mind of Warren Eckstein. If you listen to the Pet Show, you wonder sometimes, does his mind really work, or what is the story here? Pet Show is on every weekend on great radio stations. Most of the stations that carry this program carry the Pet Show, brought to you in part by the Hugs and Kisses. This is a fabulous vitamin mineral substance that has been put together by Warren. He cooked up the first pot in his kitchen on the stove, and it was all excited. Listen, I give it to Daisy. It's a treat. When she goes outside and poops and pees, she waddles right back into the house and sits in front of the jar, which is on the countertop on the sideboard in the kitchen. She just sits there and looks at it until I give her one. So,
one smart dog.
I'm a smart dog. All right, so here's the story from Iowa about this former deputy. Remember the police dog that died in the car under this guy's care? So he, Sergeant of the Boone County Sheriff's Department, has been charged with the death of the police dog. And he was found guilty in trial this week. So he agreed with the prosecutors, pled guilty. And then he gets 18 months of probation, $855 fine. Is that enough, Warren?
You know, I'm not sure I remember the exact story. The dog died because it was locked in a car. Was that it? Because
yes.
It peed, or was there?
Yes.
A, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Absolutely. And first of all, a lot of police departments around the country, because their dogs do spend a lot of time in the car, have alarm systems in their car. So, for example, if the temperature drops below a certain point in the police car and the officer isn't there, it will ring their phone and let them know so they can get right back to the dog. So, you know, I'd have to know more about the story, but if it was some form of neglect, then obviously there's no amount of time.
Well, the dog was barking at a deer, apparently, and so the police officer put him back in the car, and it was 100 degrees in the car. And
yeah,
so
that's ridiculous. Yeah, you know, the officers, right. Anyone, any officer, you know, I train dogs for the military and police, so any officer needs to be trained in terms of proper, putting a dog in a car that's 100 degrees is ridiculous. First of all, dogs don't sweat the way we do, so it can really, really harm them, and obviously in this case.
Right.
It's not the first time it happened, though, but most police officers and canine that I know really do love it and take the best care of their dogs they can.
All right, yesterday we had the vet on the farm to preg check and to deal with the calves and things that need to be taken care of before Christmas. And the vet started talking. He asked us if there were any dogs on the farm, and we don't have dogs on the farm. I have my dog, but the people working on the farm don't have dogs. He was warning us about this respiratory illness that's become serious. A lot of dogs are dying around the country. It's like a dog flu. And I wonder what you have heard about this. A lot of them are getting sick because they go to doggy daycare centers. I suppose, is it like that, what do they call it, kennel cough? What do you make of this?
You know, it's kind of interesting that I did a whole thing on this new problem coming up. Bottom line is this, that with this disease going around, my dogs are not going to be around any other dogs because they really don't know. They don't have the medication that really takes care of it at this point. And most vets are saying that a good amount of it will pass on its own. But the bottom line is when a disease like this starts to spread, and I know I'm going to get hell for this, I recommend, you know, it's not the time to bring your dogs to doggy daycare. It's not the time to go into the doggy park necessarily when it's crowded. You know, the best thing to do is kind of keep your dog a little bit away from other dogs till they get this under control. It's just that simple.
What it is, according to vets, same kind of thing. Viruses affect animals the same as viruses affect human beings. This is a dog flu that's very contagious, and we've seen, I don't know whether you've gotten it or not, a lot of people I know have gotten this flu this year. It's not COVID, it's just a strong version of the flu. And I don't know whether, I think, is there a genetic connection between dogs and humans so that humans can give dogs a sickness or dogs can give humans a sickness, or is that,
you know,
species?
There are certain zoonotic diseases that you know we can get from animals and certain things that we can give them, but it's usually more topical stuff, you know, skin problems. So if you have a cold, chances of your dog catching a cold from you are pretty much limited. So it's generally you know, skin problems, things like that. But I did have a question come up on my show that kind of threw me a little bit this week. Why do dogs have tails, Doug?
Why do dogs have tails? Same reason we have what's left over from early years of
balance.
Distance, right?
I want you to look at it.
Balance.
If they move their head to the right, their tail will always go to the left. If they move their head to the left, their tail will always go to the right for balance. Things
wow.
you need to know. See, that's why I'm here.
Wow, that's a winner for the day. What happens if you have like a bulldog who doesn't have much of a tail?
They just fall over.
Very sweet girl, my Daisy Mae. All right, Warren, good to have you here on the program as usual. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com and find where he is on a radio station so you can listen to him or watch him on Facebook.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.